joining us right now, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Beautiful day here.
Absolutely gorgeous. Hey, one of the big things, and I had a guy on that was trying to explain to us, because it's a lot to wrap your head around, but this whole decoupling of the racehorses and the parimutuel and the betting and all of that. You're not in the House or the Senate. You're the Ag Commissioner. But I still want to get your take on this. Is the decoupling, the idea of decoupling, a good idea? Because we're very concerned here in the horse capital of the world that, you know, horse racing might go away.
Yeah, no, that's a really complicated issue, Bob. And the fact of the matter is what I believe, if we're going to have a sustainable, thriving horse industry in the future, we're going to have to not have these players all connected with each other. So if you say, is decoupling necessary? I think for the industry to thrive 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, yes, but it probably has to be decoupled, because the track owners can come to the legislature and try to disrupt horse world every year, and then you have to depend on the legislature to do a pushback. At some point, we have to get out of that situation where we're putting fires out every year. But I do think there is a plan that we could go forward on, maybe build a big old beautiful horse facility track there in Ocala to run on, and have a lot of horse racing there, and really do it, you know, with a modern television and modern views, and really make it some sort of a spectacular event. And so I think there's a path forward. I'm not sure that this year decoupling's going to happen. I think it's probably too close to the end of the session. There's a lot of turmoil going on up here right now. But I do think it's something in the long run that we're going to have to figure out and reinvent horse racing in Florida. And by reinvent, I mean, you know, should we be running in Tampa and at Gulfstream? I'm not sure in the long run, because, again, if every year they can come threaten decoupling, we have to get that threat from off of our head.
Well, the decoupling is not coming from the racing side. The decoupling is coming from the side that, you know, doesn't want to run live horse racing. They just want the gambling, is my understanding.
That is exactly right, and that's what I'm talking about. We can't let that side continuously hold, you know, the horsemen hostage. We cannot do that as a state, and we haven't. They're coupled. When we decoupled the other things, Hi-Li and other entities, what, 4 or 5 years ago when I was Senate President, we did that. We left on purpose horse racing coupled, because we wanted to have a robust horse industry here in the state of Florida. We've been very supportive of the horse industry, not only in the legislature, but as Commissioner of Agriculture. It's a big part of our heritage. It's a big part of our economy. It's a big part of, you know, Florida history. And so we are all wanting to save it. I'm suggesting that if we continue to let the property owners and the owners of the racetracks push away from the horsemen, I think over time it's going to continue to erode those relationships. So we probably have to have a little different model 3 to 5 years from now than we have today. And by the way, I'm very optimistic that that's going to happen, and we will have a very thriving, not only what we have today, it'll be much better than it is today for our horse industry in the long run. But I think we're going to have to transition from these tracks to a more centralized track where the horsemen would control their own destiny, where we're not being controlled by large landowners, you know, in other parts of the state.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the horsemen, I think they understand that they just need a longer period of time than I think is being offered. One bill said 7 years for the decoupling to take place. That one's been kind of shelved, and now there's a bill that I think only gives them, what, 3 or 5 years? I think it's 3 years, and so that's a major concern of theirs. That's just too much of a rush for them to kind of get things in order. And then I keep hearing the Stronach name thrown around, and we know, like, Frank Stronach owned a lot of property in the area and in the state. He was a, you know, multi-billionaire, and his daughter sued him. She basically runs the whole show. She owns Gulfstream, and basically what this seems to boil down to is, here's a very powerful person, a very wealthy person, that's trying to push her way to get what she wants, and could really be the demise of horse racing in Florida.
Well, I think that is a narrative that's out there. I don't think the state of Florida.
You don't think it's true?
No, I do think it's true that she's wanting to decouple. I think it's true that she wants to develop her property in South Florida. And and to eventually remove horse racing from there. What we have to do as a state is come up with a solution that provides the horsemen a long-term solution, a 50, 100-year solution to this issue of decoupling. And in the meantime, they are coupled. And in the meantime, I believe they will stay coupled. But when you have two partners that are vehemently opposed to each other like that, and the horsemen are not opposed to her, she's opposed to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but when you have that situation set up, the best thing we could do is have a split there where we do not need her facility and we do not need that support from their industry, that the horse industry would stand on its own in its own facility and do its own business. So I just think that there's a lot of work here that's got to be done. And obviously at some point, if, you know, I'm Commissioner of Agriculture currently, I clearly love the horse industry, been a big part of it most of my life. And there's certainly industry seeing this in, you know, industry thrive. And I think that's actually where we'll end up. I think we'll end up in a better place 3 or 4 or 5 years from now than we are today. I think because we're going to get rid of this adversarial relationship in this case between the horsemen and the Stronach group.
All right. And look, yeah, and look for a better way forward. I like that. Also, Congresswoman Kat Kamick talked about a bill that's coming out that I'm sure you're very familiar with. And this has to do with Mexico, tomatoes, and American farmers and tomatoes. Is this a good thing, the intent to withdraw from the 2019 agreement? Is this good for Florida Ag?
In the long run, it will be better. And what's happening is that a lot of our foreign competitors, including Mexico, do not honor the agreements that we sign. We sign agreements, but you may as well write them on toilet paper, right? Because it's all the good they get out of them. And so what they're doing is they're imposing a 21% tariff on the Mexican tomatoes. And that puts us in a position then to compete here in the state of Florida. And, yeah, when you think about these bad trade, and I've said this many times on your show, when you think about these bad trade agreements, even if they appear to be good trade agreements, if the other countries do not abide by them, well, again, they're useless, right? And so we have to protect our – if you want to protect your green space in Florida, if you want to protect your food supply, buy fresh from Florida. And the antidote to bad trade agreements – is fresh from Florida. That's what we can do ourselves. Buy Florida products. Number two, the Trump administration is very serious about unfair trade practices from these countries because it's not our farmers competing against other farmers. It's our farmers competing against other countries. You know, the country of Mexico, the country of China. These large countries come in with unlimited amount of resources, and that's who we're competing with. So, yes, the Department of Commerce is nixing this agreement with the trade agreement that we had, and they're going to add approximately a 21% tariff, and that is going to allow our tomato industry to thrive here or to succeed. And thrive is a big word. It's going to allow them to succeed and continue to have a very large export business here from the import and export business here from the state of Florida. And I think it's very important that since we have 300 commodities. This is great for the tomato farmers. I think we have to look at it across the board because our small farmers, most of us in Florida are small farmers, right? We're over 300 commodities. They need the same kind of protections as we have out in the Midwest where you have people that own tens of thousands of acres that are growing corn and wheat. And so we have to do a better job as a country. But the best job that we can do as a state is to buy fresh from Florida and protect our Florida farmers.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the blueberries fresh from Florida as we speak, and they are juicy and delicious. And we always appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, sounds good, Bob.
All right.